Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting third. The DH, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jason Thompson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting sixth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Aurelio Rodriguez. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jack Billingham. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Bob Molinaro. Batting second. The right fielder, Thad Boesley. Batting third. The second baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting fourth. The DH, Lamar Johnson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ron Blomberg. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Kevin Bell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Greg Pryor. Batting ninth. The catcher, Mike Colburn. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Britt Burns. And now, play ball. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Horta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a fly ball into left field. Molinaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a fly ball into left field. Molinaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molinaro hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Thad Boesley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boesley bunts towards the mound. Billingham fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is hit by the pitch. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Horta moves to second. Ron Blomberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blomberg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burns fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a pop-up towards first. Blomberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first, with Billingham covering, for the out. one out. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive towards third. Rodriguez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Colburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colburn hits a line drive into left field. That will be extra bases. Kemp fumbles the ball. That's a triple and an error on Kemp. Pryor goes all the way around to score. Colburn moves all the way to home. It's 2-0, White Sox. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molinaro is 0-for-1 in the game. Molinaro hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell takes first base on ball 4. Stanley moves to second. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-1 in the game. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Stanley moves to third. Trammell moves to second. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitaker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. Whitaker reaches second base with a double. Stanley scores. Trammell scores. LaFleur moves to third. It's Tigers, 2, White Sox, 2. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Staub hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. LaFleur scores. Whitaker scores. It's 4-2, Tigers. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson strikes out. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-1 in the game. Kemp hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-1 in the game. Parrish hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Staub moves to second. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-1 in the game. Rodriguez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Staub scores. Parrish moves to second. It's 5-2, Tigers. Ron Schuler now pitching. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stanley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Parrish scores. Rodriguez moves to third. It's 6-2, Tigers. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Trammell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Orta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley is 0-for-1 in the game. Bosley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Orta hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Blomberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blomberg is 0-for-1 in the game. Blomberg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. LaFleur is hit by the pitch. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes LaFleur. The throw from Colburn and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Whitaker hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. LaFleur tags and scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 7-2, Tigers. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. Thompson hits a fly ball into left field. Molinaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon hits a fly ball into right field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pryor hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-2 in the game. Kemp hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bosley. Kemp reaches second base with a double. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a fly ball into left field. Molinaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into right field. Bosley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Colburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colburn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Colburn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molinaro is 0-for-2 in the game. Molinaro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley is 0-for-2 in the game. Bosley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schuler fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Whitaker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ron Blomberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blomberg is 0-for-2 in the game. Blomberg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Staub takes first base on ball 4. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-3 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Kemp is called out on strikes. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Parrish is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-2 in the game. Lemon takes first base on ball 4. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pryor hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Pablo Torrealba now pitching. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Stanley hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bosley. Stanley reaches second base with a double. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Colburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colburn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Colburn strikes out. One out. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molinaro is 0-for-3 in the game. Molinaro hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley is 0-for-3 in the game. Bosley hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blomberg scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Staub for the out. Two outs. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-4 in the game. Thompson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Kemp hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Thompson moves to third. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Parrish strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Horta hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Horta moves to third. Ron Blomberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blomberg is 0-for-3 in the game. Blomberg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Horta scores. Two outs. It's 7-3, Tigers. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.